sustained an injury at the end of the game against Buffalo. Lower body, he's out on the same timeline as Jacob Trouba. We won't see him till February.
Can you tell us whether it was in the fight or
yeah,
elsewhere?
Yeah, it was during the altercation at the end of it.
Okay. And what's your gut reaction when you hear that?
I'm benching him for a month. Yeah, I mean, that clearly wasn't the news we needed to hear. We can't we'll have a lot of defensemen to spare at this point, but it's the same line I gave you 2-3 days ago. This is our adversity. This is what we have to deal with. Every team will have their stretch. I haven't been in a situation where we've seen that number of guys that play at that level of your depth chart for such an extended period of time. You know, you can get into runs where you've got one or two of your top four out, but, you know, two or three games. But this is quite a bit more significant.
So are there any other options, or do you almost have to acquire someone now?
We've got six guys that have played in the NHL are going to dress tomorrow night. You know, that's the way you have to approach it. You get into the most critical times in your season after deadlines, you are who you are, and you've got to figure out a way to be competitive and to win hockey games. So it's a great learning experience. It's a great opportunity for our team. And the whole goal is to come out of this stretch of time without these key people playing a better team game than we're going in. And it's going to force us to. It's just going to force us to. We've played a solid game, mostly based on our competitiveness. And now we're going to have to get the details right. We have to stay out of the penalty box. We're going to have to be sure on all pucks in all zones, because it's just a matter of zone time. We just can't spend more time in our end than we're going to.
So did you say, is it upper body, lower body?
I said lower body, yeah.
Lower body. And Kane?
Maintenance day. He's in the lineup for sure tomorrow.
Okay.
I think they were just having fun with maybe some of you guys with the stall antics. Have a pretty decent sense of humor in there.
Paul, can you talk about the challenge of not only bringing new guys in, but trying to figure out the pairings
yeah.
and who works well together and how unfamiliar that is and what a challenge that is?
Lefty, righty has something to do with the pairings. Benny's the new guy, but he's found a comfort level with Dustin. So, you know, move as few people around as you possibly can when you have a guy go down as a starting point. And then we are going to get in points a game where we have different combinations going out now. So it is a challenge. Charlie does a great job running the back end of that bench, as good as anybody I've ever seen. So he'll get a feel early in the game who's going. At the same time, I've got a luxury. I've got twice as many options up front as he does back there with his 6D. So we just need them all to play.
Brulette, talking today, says he's pretty even keel and just waiting for an opportunity. What do you like about his game, and how much does that 10 games he's already had help now?
Well, it matters. Not coming in and playing your first game in what would be a fairly new system. It's good that we're running the same thing with our American League team, so he's had some experience with it. And, you know, a simple, solid game is what, and that's what we need, really. I mean, we need somebody to come in and make the first quick pass. He moves the puck well. He's positionally strong, and that's what you need from those guys to hold a little water. The big bulk of the responsibility is going to fall on our forwards. It's going to fall on that low center to be another defenseman for us with who's got some experience. We've got some young guys in the middle, but both Scheifele and Lowry are very strong in that. But our forwards doing the right things over the 200 feet to minimize our time in our end. Which blend, and this is not trying to be a joke, that puts him in good standing with our group, right? We don't have a lot of one-dimensional players on our back end. We've got all the guys back there, I guess with the exception of Dustin, because he came to defense from a different place, but all those guys came in playing a pretty solid game. That was their hallmark that got him into the NHL and got him this opportunity. There isn't a guy that if he's not, you know, if he's not scoring goals or putting up offense, you can't use him. You got to hide him. There's not a guy like that back there. They can all play. They can all play a solid game.
He was a Paul? Career minor leaguer until he got called up last year, and he says he's a good story. Would you agree with that? And inspire
always, always those guys that, you know, you ride the bus that long, and you go through a lot of days wondering if this day ever comes. And when it does, they bring that enthusiasm and excitement and a value to it. I mean, I learned to appreciate the National Hockey League in a different route myself. You know, you spend some time in other leagues and you realize what a gift it is to be here, to be around these kind of athletes, these kind of professionals, and certainly the players that have spent more than that, you know, that early 6 months that they thought they were going to have to spend when really they only thought they were going to spend two. You know, I was there down a lot longer than I thought. I was there 4 months longer. But the guys who've had to, you know, mentally get past the idea that they might never get a chance to play, but they still learn how to play hard in the American League. And you always like to see those guys get a crack at it.
Paul, you were talking about the importance of the forwards now in helping with the overall defensive game and the centers in particular. Brian Little was talking about it just a few moments ago, and he was asked if they felt pressure to produce offensively now to take the edge off the pressure off the back end. He said, no, the pressure's defensive, and right. that they feel that pressure.
Right.
Are you concerned about the guys going into the game with an extra weight because of what's missing? How do you manage that?
No, because there wouldn't be anything that we talked about today in our game that's different than they've heard for the last, you know, 4 or 5 months. So there's nothing structurally different. We're not coming off any pucks. The fact of the matter is we have to be more aggressive with what we're doing. How many get past the goal line, that's not a focus for us. So they're not, you're more worried that they're trying to do more in this situation than do less. We just need them to do what they're doing on a finer line. Every puck has to get deep, all those things. We have to stay out of the penalty box, manage that part of the game that we can reasonably control well. But when we come out of this and we get healthy, we want to be able to take all the things that we become very good at because of the situation that we're in and take that next step. This becomes more of a playoff mentality games. Everybody in that locker room knows I'm a piece of this now. I've got to be good tonight. It doesn't happen. It happens rarely, right, that a whole team gets it rolling. It's usually a goalie makes the difference in the game. One guy gets a goal and assist. There's three or four real pivotal players in the game. We're not in that situation now with some of our injuries. We need Jimmy Slater's line to feel that they're a part of us winning just as much as Brian's line. Just need everybody in. But that would be the same conversation that you would have, you know, before your first playoff game, right? Everybody's got to be going tonight.
So, but you don't do anything to try and keep guys from pressing hard or thinking they've got to do more, going out on the ice with an expectation that this is suddenly something bigger?
No, because a big bulk of what we're trying to get accomplished is that we don't need to do more, and that's where the trouble lies. Even with everybody healthy, the extra play doesn't help our team. We're big and we're fast. We have certain assets that we have, certain skills, and it's all about trying to use those and only those. Whatever happens on the outside of that is a function of what the other team does. You know, if they're overly aggressive and we can create some two-on-ones or three-on-twos, that's on them. But our game is going to be very specific about what we're trying to get accomplished each night.
You said it yourself. The guys are in there busting our balls, whereas other teams may be hanging
I never use those words because that kind of profanity doesn't creep into my operation. We'll come clearly far more civilized than that. I did a pretty good job with that today. But the problem was that nobody knew what I was talking about on the ice. Well, his lips are moving, but he's not swearing. I don't think he's speaking English today. I noticed that today. I don't think he knew what I was talking about. Well, every once in a while you try to do a good thing. So I'm sorry.
Guys are joking
giving you
around.
A hard time.
Guys are joking around in there, whereas other teams maybe hanging their head, feeling sorry for themselves with this news. What do you think that says about your squad's mental toughness?
No, I think, so we've talked about that adversity from the start, when it comes, what it looks like, and then how we handle it, right? That's the key piece to this. So the idea that whether it's, you know, you lose some forwards or you go on a bad run, whatever your adversity you face, there's a certain way we have to handle it. I'd like to think that we're far enough along in the understanding of how we're going to play, there's not as much of a question in the room of how we're playing tonight. The results, clearly, when you take four guys out of your lineup, you worry a little bit more about, you know, if we play our game, can we still get it done? But I don't think that they're in there wondering how we're going to try to play tomorrow night. There's an ease to that. We pretty much know what we're doing tomorrow night. We know how hard we have to play, and that's on them. They do that on their own. The compete level's been there for me since the day I got here, and it was there before. The compete level is the strength of this team. And they found a way, and I don't know what they're doing in the room, but they found a way to be ready to compete. And that's our strength. And I'm hoping they're holding to that as kind of the anchor here of what happens when you face this kind of adversity.
Can you just give an update on Enstrom and where, since he was the kind of the first one that's...
First guy, right where he's supposed to be. I think, you know, early January, we're hoping to have him back on the ice. And then how it moves off that, we'll see.
But that's when you're hoping that he begins...
Skating.
Skating. Okay, thank you.
Yep. I'm sorry? Yeah, he's closer to the middle of that. Same idea. I think Toby, we're probably looking at needing him to skate a little bit more to be sure. Bogo probably gets to a point where he gets the green light and it's just conditioning at that point and away he goes. That's if everything goes the way it's supposed to go. Right about now, I'm not sure I'm throwing that out there yet. We'll see. How about that? We'll see. We'll hope. You know what? I'd like everybody to have a healthy and safe Christmas holiday season. We can deal with this. There are worse things clearly that are happening in the world than you've got to deal with some injuries in the National Hockey League. We'll get through it. And it's our job to be better when we come out of it. That's our task.